This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about how to stand when the storms of life come. The storms of life will come to everyone, and it doesn't matter what kind of storm that it is. It doesn't matter if it's a storm against your body, a storm against your finances, a storm against your family. It doesn't matter. The remedy is the same, and Jesus tells us that remedy. He said, "He who hears my word and does it is like the man who built his house on a rock." It is not because you're a Christian. It's because you're a doer of the word that you will stand. The Bible says it's not the hearer that's blessed, it's the doer. And he said, when the storms come and the rains come against it and the beats vehemently, that house will stand. But the one who heard the word and didn't do it, his house will be built on the sand and he will be washed away. Storms of life are coming. They're coming in 2015. We don't know what they are, but we can guarantee you there will be storms. They may be big, they may be little, but they are coming. And you need to be a doer of the word to withstand them. Of course, first you have to be a hearer of the word. I'm going to read to you a couple of prophecies that have come to me. One from Randy Greer and one from another gentleman talking about the storms coming in 2015. I want to read you what Randy Greer had to say about 2015. Now, this is not the Word of God, but it may be the Word of God. You have to decide that for yourself. He said in 2015, an evil darkness will sweep across the land, trying to hinder his plan. Those who do not have oil in their lamps will not be kept. And into the darkness they will go, not understanding the Holy Ghost flow. Those who have followed his plan by taking a stand for his word and spirit will step into a place they have never been before because the Lord has opened the door. The glories of the heavenly realm will be revealed unto them, and they will not be defeated in him. Remember we said last week, the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him. It says the glories of the heavenly realm will be revealed unto them and they will not be defeated in him, through him. We got this. I'm sure several of you got it. I'm not just sure, but it was even before the new year. Now, this week I received an email from someone who I know. He said some similar things. Randy started out with the bad and ended with the good. This one starts out with the good and ends with the bad. But you see, the storms of life are going to come. And whether it ends up good or bad is what you do when the storms of life come. He says, this man starts with the good. He said, and I know this man personally, and he has said things over the years that have come to pass. He says, 2015 will be a year of surprises, suddenlies, and tragedies. The church will experience many surprises, with most of them being good. But then he changes and he says, America, 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 why have you lost your way? Was my eternal word not good enough for you? America shall be full of surprises. America will be surprised by its enemies. Surprises shall abound in the media, the courts, and in the halls of government. Revelations about leaders, finance, and laws shall shock voters. Tragedies shall arise on the national, state, and local level. People shall say, what's happening to America? The world will be shaken by natural disasters, economic corrections, and the aggression of rogue regimes. They both were saying the storms of life are going to come
And of course, we ought to know that already. The storms of life always come. Some certainly worse than others. But what are you going to do? Well, you're certainly not going to do like Hoshea did. Hopefully you're going to do what Hezekiah did, but not where he missed it. Hezekiah turned from what he knew to do. And what did he try to do? Well, verse 14 says, King Hezekiah of Judah sent to the king of Assyria and saying, I have offended. Oh boy, I have offended. You know, you can't offend the devil. I have offended. Return from me that which thou puttest on me, I will bear. In other words, I'm going to pay you off. I will buy you off. He said, what do I have to do to appease you? And the king of Assyria appointed unto King Hezekiah 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. I don't know how much that is, but apparently a lot. And it's interesting, Hezekiah gave him God's gold. It says, and Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord. In other words, he sold out God even more. He gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of his house. And the king Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars. You remember, everything was covered with gold. And from the pillars, and gave it to the king of Assyria. See, when the storms of life come, it doesn't matter that you did the right thing the last time. What you did to save last time won't help you unless you do it this time. Victories do not come by having done, they come by doing. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. Apparently sometime Hezekiah had made a treaty with Egypt. Not only did he not turn to God, and he turned to the arm of the flesh, and he tried to buy Hezekiah off, but he also then made a treaty with Egypt to help him fight Assyria. And of course, the king of Assyria found out, and he wasn't happy about it. And he came back. And in verse 17, he says, but the messengers and hosts came up and said, neither Egypt nor God can deliver you from my hand. So finally, he woke up and he repented and he turned to God. Chapter 19, verse 1 says, he tore his clothes and went into the house. Now he sent his aides to consult Isaiah. And Isaiah said to them, verse 6, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard and with which the servants of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Surely I will send a wind upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. But the king of Assyria sent another message. Verse 10. Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. You know, we laugh at that, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Christians that don't believe God can do things. And they'll think you're crazy if you trust God instead of paying off the enemy or making a treaty with Egypt. He said, behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shall you be delivered? What did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah went to the house of the Lord and prayed.
I'd like to let you know once more that we're having healing school. What is healing school? Healing school is where we convince you from the Word of God that it's God's will to heal you. Once you were convinced that it was God's will to save you, you got saved. When you're convinced it's God's will to heal you, then you can get healed. Sickness is not from God. Sickness is not God's will. Contrary to the cover of a Time magazine, I remember seeing it personally in the 1960s. I remember seeing a Time magazine cover, a black cover with red letters, said, God is dead. Well, God is not dead, but most churches think God is dead. I shouldn't say most, many churches act like God is dead. They say God doesn't heal anymore. Well, if God doesn't heal anymore, then God is a liar or God is dead. You say, how can you say that? Well, because the Bible said, God clearly said, I am. Not only is am present tense, God is always present tense. He said, I am the Lord your healer. He doesn't change. Everybody knows God doesn't change. So if God doesn't change, then healing hasn't changed. What has changed is the teaching of the church that has destroyed faith. You see, we have lots of churches where there's no one in those churches that are born again because they don't preach being born again. You can go to most any mainline denomination. If they are born again, they were born again in spite of the church, not because of the church, because the church preaches nonsense. They preach social programs. They don't preach the Bible. Paul told Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. When is that? That's at all seasons. It's not the church's job to preach social issues. It's the church's job, it's the pastor's job to preach the word of God, because the word of God is the word of God. If God expected us to preach social issues, then he would have told us. But so many churches don't preach the new birth anymore. Therefore, people aren't born again. You know, I was 27 years old before I ever heard the gospel that Jesus died for my sins. I've talked to people that have been in church their whole life, denominational churches, never even heard the term born again. Well, that same thing applies to healing. We want you to know that it's God's will to heal you so that you can be healed. Because everything that God does, he does by faith. And faith comes by hearing. Is this healing school open to everyone? Absolutely. It is open to anyone and everyone because God wants anyone and everyone healed. So please come out on Thursday nights. You don't have to have been here for the first one. The second one, every service stands on its own. We are recording these messages. Should you wish to come and you want to get the first two or something like that, that's fine. But please come. You deserve to walk in divine health. God bless you. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.